Hypochondria, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at www.en.wikipedia.org. Hypochondria, or hypochondriasis, sometimes referred to as health anxiety or health phobia, is a somatoform disorder in which one has the unfounded belief that one is suffering from a serious illness. Hypochondria is often characterized by irrational fears of being diseased or dying, obsessions over minor bodily symptoms or imperfections, doubt and disbelief in doctors' diagnoses, constant self-examination and self-diagnosis, and preoccupation with one's body. Hypochondriacs often require constant reassurance, sometimes from multiple doctors and family and friends. Hypochondria is often associated with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and anxiety, and can also be brought on by stress. It is not to be confused with factitious disorders such as Munchausen syndrome, in which an individual intentionally fakes, exaggerates, or induces mental or physical illnesses in order to assume the role of patient, nor should it be confused with any other form of malingering. Section 1. Etymology. The term hypochondria comes from the Greek hypo, below, and chondrosis, cartilage, of the breast or bone. The term was originally used to describe undefinable stomach pains. It was thought by ancient Greek physicians that such pains were caused by the movement of the spleen, an organ located near the hypochondrium, the upper region of the abdomen just below the ribs. During the 19th century, the term evolved to be the male counterpart to hysteria. Section 2. Effects. Hypochondria can cause one or more of the following effects: anxiety attacks or panic attacks, depression, fear of impending doom, loss of appetite, decreased libido, increased self-consciousness, decreased motivation in life, numbness in certain parts of the body, like forehead, hands, etc., chronic fatigue. Section 3. Treatment. There is some evidence that cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and antidepressants can alleviate severe hypochondria. Section 4. Tips for hypochondriacs. Sufferers from hypochondria may benefit from one or more of the following exercises: keeping a journal describing what led to the anxiety attacks or pain, talking with friends or family members and taking a different perspective on the symptoms, tracking the triggering factors of anxiety and avoiding them, like self-diagnosis and reading about symptoms, maintaining a healthy lifestyle and positive outlook. A good tip is to follow the PEAS school, sometimes used to combat depression: pleasure, exercise, achievement, and socializing. Try to add an aspect to each daily activities. Exercise is especially important. Taking magnesium pills help against the panic attacks and also help suppress them. Make sure sufficient sleep is attained every night. Section 5. Factors contributing to hypochondria. Cyberchondria is a colloquial term for hypochondria in which individuals who have researched medical conditions on the internet. The media and the internet often contribute to hypochondria as articles, TV shows, and advertisements regarding serious illnesses such as cancer and multiple sclerosis, some of the common diseases hypochondriacs think they have, often portray these diseases as being random, obscure, and somewhat inevitable. This only allows the hypochondriac to reinforce the idea that they actually have the illness. It is common for deaths of family members or friends to trigger hypochondria in certain individuals. Similarly, when approaching the age of a parent's premature death from a disease, many otherwise healthy, happy individuals fall prey to hypochondria. These individuals believe that they are suffering from the same disease that caused their parents' death, sometimes causing panic attacks with corresponding symptoms. Major disease outbreaks or predicted pandemics can also contribute to hypochondria. Statistics regarding certain illnesses, such as cancer, will give hypochondriacs the illusion that they are more likely to develop the disease. A simple suggestion of mental illness can often trigger one with hypochondria to obsess over the possibility. External links. Hypochondria info and forums at thehypochondriac.com. Hypochondriac Journal. Non-professionals blog forum. Hypochondria Forum at Psych Forums. Hypochondria at Medical News Today. Hypochondria at healthdiaries.com. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.htm.